Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe in something of a personal nature. Anything goes here. And we do this show six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us for every moment. And if you miss a moment, go to freetalklive.com, where you can find the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website, fully archived and described even. And there's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. And it is the Wednesday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right, so this is the show about your calls. And as I mentioned before, anything goes. So we start the show out. And by the way, we've always got a bunch of prep. We've always got stuff we want to talk about. But if we got calls on the line, when the show starts, we go to them. So let's talk to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I didn't realize the show was just starting right now. I thought you guys were on already.
Surprise, surprise. There you go.
But I'm one of your podcast listeners, and I just wanted to... you guys have mentioned it before where... people should, I guess, protest laws that they really don't agree with.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And it's just, I see I'm a marijuana user, and I see a lot of marijuana users that, you know, they're just going to go ahead and do it anyway, regardless of what the law is. But they...
Absolutely. I think there's been studies that have shown over 50% of adults in this country admit to smoking marijuana at least once in their lifetime. There are, I've seen a claim that there are over 29 million current marijuana users today in this country. One in every 10 people in the state of New Hampshire smokes marijuana.
And I don't talk to too many people who say, you know, I would smoke pot, but, you know, that's illegal.
Yeah, well, see, the thing that I wanted to mention is that I see a lot of marijuana users trying to, rather than protest it, just kind of circumvent it. Like I ran into a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to in, like, years.
Okay.
And so we were talking, and he mentioned, well, since you smoke weed, why don't you just get one of those medical marijuana cards? You know, so I can say it's for medical use. And I told him, why would I go and do something like that? I mean, because that will just, admit that they have authority over me, and I'm just going to, like, do what they say. And instead, I just choose to just see all those laws as just BS, and I just go in and do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you, David.
I mean...
I'd probably try the medical marijuana route if that was my...
No way.
Well, see, I'm waiting for the moment where I get busted, so I can just fight it all the way, because, I mean, if I do get busted for whatever reason, I'm the type that's willing to go the extra mile, I guess, and
that's good.
Take
and
it
I
up
think
as far as I can.
I wish there were more people out there like you, David, because that's what we talk about. I mean, specifically in an application to the war on drugs, if everybody who was charged with marijuana possession, and there were over 700,000 arrests last year alone in 1 year's time for marijuana possession around this country, I mean, even if a fraction, even if 5 to 10% of those people did what you plan on doing if you get caught, and that is take it to trial and make them spend time on you, you know, take up one of their courtrooms for a day or a morning or however long it takes.
Or you could really give them a headache and question the constitutionality of having marijuana illegal.
Yes,
and I
absolutely.
Would totally bring that up, too. I would, I like it if, I mean, if it ever did happen, I would, get involved with the, FIJA or FUJA?
Oh, yeah, FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, you would definitely want to contact them. You certainly would want to get in touch with the local libertarian group as well. They might be able to help out. And on top of all that, I highly recommend the book Adventures in Legal Land, which we discussed quite a bit on Saturday night. Just the approach of, like you were saying, just questioning the entire thing. Questioning, well, who's bringing these charges on me, and what gives you the authority to do so?
That's Adventures.
Right, I mean, my wife doesn't complain, so why should you?
That's adventuresinlegalland.com, just in case.
Yeah,
yeah, so, I've checked it out already.
So did you hear the news, David, that smoking marijuana apparently does not cause lung cancer?
Oh, really? Well, I could see that. I mean,
I find it hard to believe.
Well, see, I smoke both weed and cigarettes, and cigarettes feel a lot harsher on me. Like, after I smoke a cigarette, I can really feel it. And it just doesn't feel good. Whereas if I smoke a bowl or something, sure I might, but that bad feeling doesn't linger as much.
Yeah, you're also probably smoking more cigarettes than you are bowls or joints.
Right, exactly.
No doubt about it.
One would think.
And I think that the only time they've ever found cancer in marijuana smokers is when they are also cigarette smokers as well. So finally, somebody's done a study, and we can get into some of the details because you seem to be interested, Manwich, in the actual details here. But David, did you have any other comments for us? Because we're right with you, man. If you get busted, I mean, don't go out of your way and get busted on purpose, because it's not fun.
No, and the cops are big time wasters.
I'd like to kind of protest, like you mentioned before, but I'm not so much scared of what would happen to me, because I don't care if it's just me, but I'm more afraid of what would happen to my family, you know, because I have a wife and two kids that I got to worry about as well.
Right.
But
I think for their sake, you should avoid getting busted.
Well, the other
problem is, like I said, I'm going on looping.
Yeah, the other problem is, making sure that you have people who are behind you. And I wouldn't trust, any of your stoner buddies to show up at the trial because, they might stay up late. They might stay up late that night, 3 a.m., smoking weed all the way into the early morning.
Oh, man, the trial was today.
Dude, we forgot. Sorry, man. You get locked up in the clink as a result of it. So,
are you making blanket stereotypes?
Yes, absolutely. And I can because I've known plenty of marijuana smokers in my time. I've done my share of it. So, David, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. I love them. They're great. I mean, really, most of them are harmless, wonderful people.
I'll take a stoner over a drunk any day.
No doubt about it. These people are just people who get home from work and they enjoy a joint instead of a six-pack of beer. What's wrong with that?
Now, I don't know whether I agree with this necessarily the stereotype. I've met a few pot smokers in my life. I certainly am not immersed in the drug culture by any stretch of the imagination. But I remember dating a girl in high school whose parents were weed smokers, and he was a prominent lawyer, and she was like chief at a title company.
The problem there is you're going to have a tough time, and my point of the stereotype was you're going to have a tough time getting marijuana smokers to come out and support you in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there is an exception to that rule. However, if you've got your stereotypical stoner, well, then the stereotype applies, and they're too lazy, and they won't do anything. I mean, it's difficult to get these people out to vote, let alone come out and come to a protest at a courthouse or something. Now, the so-called respectable stoners that you're talking about, the doctors and the lawyers that smoke when they get home from work, they're unlikely to show up because they don't want anybody to know.
Right.
They're afraid. They're afraid that if they show up at a pro-marijuana protest, everybody's going to find out about it. The word's going to hit the street that Dr. So-and-so smokes marijuana or a lawyer. I used to know a defense attorney in town that was a heavy marijuana smoker. Worked for the government.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My mother actually used to work for the public defendant's office. And, yeah, definitely.
They're all over the place. They are, really. There are a lot of responsible marijuana smokers. It's just they're all afraid to admit it. That's the problem. There's nothing wrong with it. I think that's something else that they should do. There should just be a mass coming out of marijuana smokers because they're all over the place. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Yeah. Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website. And ladies, if you want to be a part of it, we invite you to specifically become one of our validated Shriners. And what that means is you take the time to make a sign of some sort, a piece of paper with writing on it, for instance, that references the show in some way. Take a photograph of yourself with said sign, and you become a validated Shriner. It's kind of the upper echelon, the elite group, if you will, of Shriners. At freetalklive.com, so go check it out.
We were talking to David about marijuana, and he was out in California. He knows a lot of people. I know people in California. Everyone I know that's in California smokes marijuana. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But there's a lot of it out there, and we're pointing out that the marijuana smokers of the world, I think, need to unite. I think they need to stand up and not just plea out when they're charged with something, because when you're charged with the marijuana possession crime, and this applies to other drugs as well, but when you're charged with these crimes, they just want to move you through the system. That's their game. Their game is to get as many people through their courtroom in one day as possible, because for every single warm body that walks through there, that warm body is going to walk out, and they're either going to get arrested and thrown in jail, or they're going to walk out across the street and go pay court costs. And they're gonna lay down a few hundred dollars to get this all over and done with. Maybe they'll get put on probation, where there's a good chance they'll violate said probation and then get rearrested and rethrown into the system. The whole thing is about moving numbers, moving them through, cashing in on every single one of those people. So if you kind of throw a bit of a wrench into that particular system, you could really have a big effect.
Absolutely. Hire an attorney.
I don't know. But based on what we talked about on Saturday night's show, that seems to be unnecessary.
How's that?
Well, what we're talking about is the idea that you could basically box a judge in. That with the right questions, you basically walk into the courtroom with the intention. You tell the judge that you're intending on pleading guilty, but you don't really understand what's going on, so you have a few questions. And since it's supposed to be a fair and impartial courtroom, they certainly shouldn't refuse answering a few questions. So basically what you do is you ask them questions. You ask them set-up questions like, well, you know, do I deserve a fair trial? Well, what judge would say no to that in a public court? Of course they're going to say yes. Well, does having a fair trial include responsive answers to my questions? Well, yeah, of course. That's when you start boxing them in with the more specific questions about, well, where is it that you create, you know, beyond coercion, how was your authority over me created? What, where, when, and how was your authority over me created?
Did I sign the Constitution?
Yeah, just stuff like that. You're basically backing out. You're questioning the entire process. You're questioning the authority of the entire situation. You're questioning the law itself. And what is a law? It's an opinion backed by a gun. It's something that a bunch of men and women in a room somewhere wrote down on a piece of paper. Do you have the right to steal my property, Jason?
Nope.
Well, do you and Manwich getting together have a collective right to steal my property?
If we have a law behind us.
Uh-huh, exactly. Anyway, the idea is to ask these uncomfortable questions to this judge to get him to really kind of squirm in his seat and throw you out of courtroom. Because he doesn't want anybody behind you to figure out the deal.
Those are some good questions.
I don't think I'd try the little trick that you're talking about, mm-hmm. the adventuresinlegalland.com trick,
right.
Unless I had the script that he was purporting to sell. I would want that script.
The special marijuana conviction script. I talked to him about that. I don't know if he has a marijuana conviction script, but he might write one up for you, and he does it. It's fairly affordable. I mean, it's way more affordable than hiring a lawyer. We're talking $50 versus $5,000. So highly recommend you check out that approach first.
Well, but it's not worth it for a traffic ticket. For instance, I got a traffic ticket yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I generally consider traffic tickets to be me funding the downtown restoration project. because, you know, I mean, if I pay...
I got the script if you want to try it.
But the traffic ticket script?
Yeah,
I try it.
All right. That'll be exciting.
Awesome. I'll do it as a show promo.
I'll go with you.
I don't want you there.
You want to have witnesses, man.
Stay away from me.
All right.
Scraggly-looking thing.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to
Conrad. Can I iron your shirt?
This is the show about you, and you bring in whatever you want. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live from North Dakota. You're on with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, greetings.
It's obvious you guys support marijuana, but I was also wondering what other drugs you support.
Now, listen, I don't want to make it sound like I want all kids to go out and smoke marijuana. I just think that it's a relatively harmless drug. I mean, on the scale of the recreational drugs out there, it's more harmless than alcohol.
And so, on the lines of legality in a libertarian state, where do you draw the line?
I think that all drugs should be fully decriminalized, all of them, including prescription drugs.
And so then, are there... other than laws against public drunkenness or public intoxication?
Well, in a libertarian society, in a free market society, there would be private property rights. And so if you're in my house and I don't want you to be drunk in my house, I can kick you out of my house. As far as public property, I mean, in a truly private, in a truly libertarian society, there really wouldn't be very much of it.
But, well, you know, towns and cities could try to decide that amongst themselves.
Yeah, it would certainly be a local law sort of a thing.
But certainly, in the privacy of their own home, adults should be able to enjoy marijuana if that's what they want to do.
The government has no right to mandate what you can or cannot put into your own body.
And I got to say, if you're drunk on the street, as long as you're just drunk, you're not hurting anybody, it doesn't bother me personally. I mean, if you don't puke on me or something like that, in which case that'd be a private property rights.
There's going to be a bodily function come somewhere along the line.
I don't know. How do you feel about that, Conrad?
Well, let's go on the assumption there's public things like roads where intoxication could hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
If, would there, in a libertarian state where we have government roads, would there be laws against driving intoxicated?
I don't know what your state would do. I mean, again, that's one of those state-by-state things. Personally, if I had my way, obviously the roads thing would be privatized. But assuming there are government roads, I would think that having a law against, you know, if you're going to have one, against just being a bad driver in general.
Reckless.
I mean, reckless. Just
careless.
It doesn't matter to me if you're drunk or sleepy. Because, really, a lot of people get into car wrecks because they're falling asleep at the wheel.
Cell phones.
Is there a law against that?
No. No, there's not.
Right. So if you're weaving and you're bobbing in and out of traffic and you're, you know, rolling over the side of the road and kind of coming back on, it doesn't matter to me what you got in your system. You're a problem.
So as a libertarian, you don't support preventative measures like stopping people from getting into cars drunk or tired?
I think how do you stop them from getting in? It seems to me that people get into cars after drinking, and I'm not sure what, you know, like drunk is different for lots of different people, and I don't know if so you can say 0.08 alcohol level is undrunk for somebody and drunk for somebody else. Now, I am with you though, Conrad. I struggled with this question, but my thought on this is there's you know, I mean, the police can crack down heavily on careless driving, and you know, that would be a deterrent. And secondly, there's all this damage done by crack being illegal. You know, people breaking into houses, people killing people. I mean, you got to say there's damage on the other side. The war on drugs causes damage on that side, too.
Conrad, we're going to come back with your comments to that if you want. Hang on. 800-259-9231. It's an intricate issue. It's important. I mean, it's critical. Ending this war on drugs is critical to getting liberty back in America, regardless of how you feel about the drugs that we're talking about. If you want freedom back, you've got to give others the freedom to put stuff in their veins, even though you don't like it. More coming up, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Carfinic Minute. Before Star Wars, the Roman Empire ruled the universe, and its influence of galactic proportion was enabled by the Appian Way. Don't travel far, because when we come back, I'll tell you about the Queen of All Roads.
Bobby Ligas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
All roads lead to Rome wasn't just a concept. In 300 BC, it formed the politico-economic bedrock of the civilization. Dubbed the Queen of All Roads, the Appian Way originally ran a short distance from Rome to Capua. But at the height of the empire, the Roman road system spanned 50,000 miles. Milestones originated along the Appian Way as mileage markers for soldiers and merchants. But the most dramatic measures of distance were the bodies of Spartacus' 6,000 rebelling slaves, whose crucifixes appeared every 70 yards on both sides for 130 miles. The empire really did strike back. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Personal problem? Political issue? Got an agenda you want to push? A rant you want to get off your chest? It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something that we need to inform you about. With the show, you will send, we will send you an email, and you'll be one of the first people to find out about when we fire Manwich, for instance.
Hey!
If you go to freetalklive.com, you can sign up there. All of it. Everything at freetalklive.com is on the house.
You fire me, your crappy little show goes down the tubes,
we
buddy.
We are on... You're still here. We're on the phone with Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi. Okay. What I was thinking about is when you put a law against recklessness, you have a subjective law there. And then what are the, you know, it's what is reckless? Then you get into a whole muddle in the court system with people saying, no, I wasn't being that reckless. You know, this person was more reckless than me, and it's the cops deciding who's reckless enough to pull over. And then you have the cops having authority over you on their opinion of your driving.
Now, Conrad, this is Manwich, and I have a different opinion than Ian's on what should be legal and illegal. I don't think it should be particular. I don't think it should be legal to operate a motor vehicle while stoned. Is that mainly the crux of what your call is? As far as you know, I'm concerned that if we legalize marijuana, that people would drive motor vehicles.
I don't know. I mean, I'm all for legalizing drugs, but then what activities can you do? Therein, I really have no clue.
I think, I want to address what Conrad came back with, and that was the idea that this, if you're driving irresponsibly, this opens up this Pandora's box where the cops can go crazy on you. I totally understand where you're coming from, in which case I think private roads would be a solution there. I think if we have the government road system and that's what we're arguing about and that's what the issue is at that point, I'm okay with that. I mean, if the conflict in the world is over the driving regulations, and we've gotten rid of the war on drugs, we've gotten rid of this big government, and this is our biggest problem, is driving regulations, I can live with that.
And there's, Conrad, you have to realize that there's a whole bunch more drug cases currently than there would be reckless driving cases, if you're talking about a glut in the system. And currently, alcohol's semi-legal. You can buy it in certain places, they have to be licensed to sell it, that kind of thing. And some people drive drunk, and most people don't.
We've got a drive-through liquor store here in Tampa Bay.
Several.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Several. So I think that if you definitely have this problem, there would definitely be a problem, an issue. Now, I think it's the Australian motor vehicle, whatever, did a test where drunk drivers drive terribly and then compare drunk drivers, stone drivers, and regular drivers, and stone drivers actually scored slightly higher, probably because they were going 5 miles an hour. I don't support stone driving. I'm just saying that, hey, maybe stone drivers aren't so bad as drunk drivers, because drunk drivers do some crazy stuff.
No doubt. Conrad, any other thoughts for us? Did we not address, I feel like we've missed something.
No, I think you guys got it pretty well, but I was also wondering, aren't public roads kind of covered under the Interstate Commerce Amendment? Isn't there some sort of amendment about interstate commerce and
It's in the Constitution.
Yeah, the federal government's supposed to be able to, I guess, kind of make sure that Georgia doesn't block off Alabama from being able to trade with the people in Georgia, that sort of thing.
Or the people in North Carolina.
Wouldn't public roads be helpful to, I mean, wouldn't that kind of be supported under that amendment, like an, at least the interstate? Yeah, the interstate highways.
That's certainly that was certainly the excuse for the Department of Transportation, and now look what we've got. We've got this huge bureaucracy as a result of it that that holds money over the states, and now we've basically got a federal road system as a result of it. I don't think we needed a federal DOT in order to connect roads with one another. Really, I think that's something that the states could have worked out between themselves. It just seems unnecessary to me. I mean, just because it says it in the Constitution doesn't mean that it's right. I mean, the Constitution specifies that there should be a post office. And if you want to get something sent somewhere the next day, do you go to the post office?
No.
Certainly not. So, I mean, yes, the Constitution, probably the greatest government document ever known to man, but it certainly isn't perfect. It's got plenty of holes in it. And I'm not suggesting we need to rewrite it. I do think we should get back to it. But once we get back to it, let's talk about getting rid of the post office, too.
Okay, one more question before
yes,
I go. What is your guys' libertarian opinion on natural monopolies?
What?
Natural monopolies.
Can you explain what that means?
Never heard the term.
Things like cable companies, stuff like that. We really wouldn't want 100 different cable companies in one town with thousands of cables running underground.
Well, I think it's a little unlikely that you're going to get hundreds of cable companies, but what's wrong with two or three?
Because then those two or three hold a polygopoly.
Whoa. There's no natural monopoly for cable companies. Cable companies exist because they are granted, they exist in a singular fashion, because they're granted a monopoly by the government of your county that you live in. They have a sweetheart deal with the county that says, okay, we get to be the only cable provider here, you just keep everybody out of the business and we'll provide people with cable. And that's why everybody has lousy service as a result of it. To suggest that you could have something as a polygopoly, you mean a cartel? Is that what you mean when you say that?
I mean, like, those three would get together and say, okay, we're going to up the prices and there's nothing anyone can do
that's
about
called,
it.
That's called a cartel. And the reason why, in a free market a cartel wouldn't work is because eventually one of them would get greedy. And one of them would break the agreement and say, oh, we've had enough of this. We're going to lower our prices and get all your customers. I mean, it's just a matter of time before it happens.
But it's still a heightened, unnatural, I forget what that effect is called. It's been a year since my economics class, but the guy from Brilliant Mind. Anyway, it's still in its place and it's not there.
Oh! Your phone's crapping out, dude. Are you still there, Conrad?
I'm sure the board op is turning
off. Yeah. It was a good call, though.
Yeah. I'd like to bring up the example of Trashmint.
Yeah.
In the town that I happen to live in, they contract with a company that picks up trash. Now, they also pick up their own trash, so it's very strange. So the government picks up trash, and they contract with a company to pick up other trash.
Okay.
And so you have this strange thing going on.
Right.
Anyway,
no competition going on.
The company that picks up trash has all kinds of rules on what kind of trash they'll pick up. You know, they won't pick up a microwave oven except one day out of the month. You can't have nails and boards. You can't throw away paint cans. There's all kinds of things. You know, it's not just trash. There's like seven different designations of what type of trash it is.
Right.
Now, that company, if they had competition, just one other company out there that was picking up trash also. Now, I would support as many companies as the market would support. Now, remember, we have as many convenience stores in this town as it can support. Nobody
sure.
There's no limit on the convenience stores.
And they're not conspiring.
That's true.
Well, go to any intersection in a city and where there's more than one gas station. Right across the street from one another.
Yep.
Sometimes they're right along in the same price range on gas, and sometimes there's a 5 cent difference. Why don't they conspire and raise their prices?
Usually if they're the same, it's because they're lower than market value because they're competing against each other.
Yes. Around here in Tampa Bay, if you get off the interstate at some places, you can see an example of where there's two stations.
Five?
Just two gas stations, and there's not another station nearby anywhere around. Now then, why don't they get into this so-called cartel together? I mean, everybody coming down this interstate, over time, there's going to be people that are running low on gas, and they're going to have to get off the interstate and fill up, and they're going to have to go to one of your two locations. The reason they will never join in a cartel, and if they do, somebody will always break it because of the profit motive.
Or somebody will build another gas station.
Yeah. Well, that's another option as well, which is a little more difficult.
Well, my point is that the trash company won't pick up stuff now, but if there's another person involved, they'd pick up anything there. Another trash company involved, they'd pick up anything you threw out.
Or else they'd lose business. That's what competition is all about. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one of the show, and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you. The broadband version of the show, as well as the dial-up version. Everybody... pretty much everybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. So go check that out. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is the show about your calls. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. Let's talk to Dave in Montreal. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Dave.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I was calling because you know, you guys always talk about crappy government services because they are the biggest monopoly on almost everything.
That's correct.
You know,
it's all right, man. So, it's just us. Pretend like it's just us here.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Quebec is really like the best example you could make about a crappy socialist state. That they have everything under the same organizations. You know,
if
they have socialized the daycare, they have. And also the daycare is, they have the union also there. the biggest union.
Unionized daycare.
They have two big
unions. God.
They have two big unions.
How does that manifest itself? I mean, what kind of tragic events happen in these daycares?
It's really, really bad. You know, well, first off, okay, well, the education system here is one of really the worst, I don't know, in North America or something.
Really?
What else can I say? Well, people.
Well,
here,
ours is pretty bad too. I mean, you got competition and poorness.
Yeah, yeah, but it's relative, you know, because well, you guys talk English, and English is easier to write than French. French is really a complicated language. You could it takes about 2 weeks to learn English and a whole lifetime to learn French.
Uh-huh.
Some people they say that,
really?
And their grammar is really complicated. But
okay.
When there wasn't government school, kids could grasp the grammar. It wasn't so complicated. I mean, it's complicated, but
so the government has actually made it more difficult to learn languages, is what you're saying.
Well, it's because the way they do it, they're just not good at it.
Right. It's just these inefficient, one size fits all policies.
Exactly.
And
plus, they took out they took out religion out of the school. I'm not all for religion, but they shouldn't have. They put laws on the book that schools can't have crosses in their classrooms and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Are there private schools in Canada? There must be.
There are, but they're so subsidized. They have.
Oh really? The private schools take government money too?
Yeah. Also,
wow, that's sad.
There was a big bad story. I think last spring, because the government they decided they wanted to subsidize 100% one specific kind of school, and it was the Jewish school in Montreal. So that people got angry because they say, why do they subsidize 100% this school and not this school? You know,
mm-hmm.
Why? But they say because we have to fight against anti-Semitism, you know, things like that.
So did they end up subsidizing? They ended up subsidizing all of them as a result of that?
No, just this. Well, they didn't do it because. They got a lot of trouble in the media because of that. They got the talk shows got really angry and
right.
Stuff like that.
But what you're telling me is that every private school, virtually every private school in Canada, is subsidized by the government to some extent.
I couldn't say in all Canada. I know Ontario is looser than here, but in Quebec, the government of the Minister of Education really has the hand on everything. I mean, I've been to both. I've been to private and public school, and
mm-hmm.
really, public school I like because all the liberty there, because really the rules just didn't matter because my father didn't pay for the school, so I didn't care about the school and the rules.
Yeah, you could never get kicked out.
Yeah, I mean we had almost like this kind of cartel there with my friends, and we had a little kind of influence
king,
there.
You were king of the school.
Union.
I got you.
Well, we were the thing is me and my friends were big. We had good scores, and it wasn't a very good school, so they had to keep us there to have the average.
So you were bad kids with good scores.
That's it. That's it.
Brilliant.
So we kind of have a little control over the school because we couldn't get into much trouble. They didn't want to kick us
yeah,
out.
Yeah, because if they got rid of you, then their average average grade point average for the school would go down, right?
Yeah, and it was bad enough as it was. But anyway, the only kind of system we have to grade the school is like the papers, the newspapers do a story once a year about what's the grade of the school, so you can check out what your local school score is like. You know?
Do you think there's any hope for Canada? I mean, to get to any liberty, any state of liberty at all? Or think you're going to have to come to New Hampshire, Larry?
I already signed up for New Hampshire.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Did you find out about it from Free Talk Live or prior to Free Talk Live?
Prior to it, but then I found out about you guys, and then you guys talk about it all the time, so I just had to sign up.
That's good. Did you put Free Talk Live down in the sign up area?
Yes, I did.
Yes, excellent.
Awesome.
And
all my friends are going to do there also. Going to do that also.
You got to work on those friends.
He goes to Laconia, the bike festival in New Hampshire. He just loves New Hampshire. So
yeah, there's a big bike show
for sure.
New Hampshire. Cool.
Yeah,
Larry, thanks for the call, man. Good one.
No problem.
We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
If we Free Staters don't talk to our friends about the Free State Project, it won't happen. It won't go off in a timely fashion.
Really, we've got over 6,000 members so far to the Free State Project.
Which means that if everybody brought two more people in,
we'd be there.
We're done.
We'd be there.
Yeah. I talked to somebody about it today.
There you go. I've already gotten more than two, but anyway, 800-259-9231.
Shut up and get two more.
31. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own, as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear. But did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's still inside hour number one here. Time for your calls. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 800-259-9231. You can talk about anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive with us on our bulletin board system. We've got over 26,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 650 people interacting. Be sure you go check it out. It's free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This time it's Larry in Washington State. I was calling Dave Larry in the last segment. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Okay, gentlemen.
How's it going?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Good.
Okay. Let's go. You talked to that one guy about cartels.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what do you say about what is the cartel they call the Seven Sisters, the seven major oil companies?
Tell me about it. What about it?
Basically, those are all in a conspiratorial cartel, let's say.
Well, aren't all cartels conspiratorial? Don't they all have to agree with one another behind closed doors to
adjust prices? There are probably open. But, I mean, there is enough empirical proof now to say that oil is manufactured from the earth and not from some old poor dinosaur that died a few million years ago.
And
So this is a monopoly cartel to keep oil prices high.
Are they that high?
Well, that's what I mean, to keep them high.
The way the free market can work against this is by exploiting other sorts of energy sources. You can't tell me that you can't power your house with solar panels and windmills.
Yes, and you can. And, you know, one of the reasons why the oil companies have such control and power is because their people are in charge of the government, for the most part. And
it's good when gas prices go up, it is good for America, because we will then look harder at other energy sources. If it's 98 cents a gallon...
Come, believe me, I went through the green movement back in the 70s and 80s with Mother Earth magazine. The technology's all out there.
You're right, it is.
But the technology, sooner or later, if it gets really out of hand, they just buy that out and shut it
down. They buy out windmills? They can't buy out windmills and solar panels.
Practical. Let's be practical. You're not going to drive Seattle with windmills and solar panels.
I think you can.
You're not going to do it.
Well, not in Seattle. Seattle's pretty rainy all the time.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know everything about Seattle. But your point is still valid.
Your point is still valid, Manwich. Necessity is the mother of invention. And if oil prices rise to an unacceptable level, people will start working on alternatives. Now, one of the reasons why we don't have many alternatives now is because we don't have a free market now. If there really is this cartel that you're talking about, they exist because they're backed up by the government. The government's been involved from day one. So the only answer here to break us free from this dependence on oil is to lessen the size of government. Wouldn't you agree, Larry?
Basically, chain them down with the chains of the Constitution.
I'm with you, man. Who could disagree with that? Anything else on your mind?
Yeah. You
got 20 seconds, Larry.
Okay, that kid smoking pot, he better just challenge him under the 14th Amendment, Roe versus Wade. Because if a woman can suck a kid out of her womb, you sure the hell can ingest some herb.
Hey, right
on,
man.
Makes sense to me.
All right, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know if that's the approach I would use, but...
I think Larry might be a little crusty. What do you think?
More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
U.S. Gold and Silver.